Apart from walking miles, a student needs to get to school as early as 3 a.m. in order to get a seat in classroom, or else they are likely to learn while standing outside classroom. Schools in Bidibidi, a South Sudanese refugee settlement, are grappling with shortage of classrooms to accommodate everyone. Each one of these students has a story to tell.
More than 400 in a class. And a class, it may be divided into two, but it will not be enough. If you went early at around 3 a.m., that's whereby you can get place. But if you went later, you'll get no place. Attend the lessons, meanwhile you are standing. And after that, maybe you wait for breakfast. That's the opportunity whereby you may go and grab somebody's place also. You settle for next lesson.
Secondary, which is only one but is too far also. The school is up to village 8, so we are staying in village 6. Some of them are staying in village 7, which is very far.
If now you go at around 8 there and find the space is totally full, you may stand at the window side. If a teacher is also not loud, you may even not get what he's saying.
February is a return to school month for vast majority of students in East Africa, including the biggest refugee hosting country, Uganda. Here in Bidibidi Refugee Settlement, some students are excited for leaving primary to enter secondary education. But still, others are still filled with fears, including the leaders.
The partners who are concerned of the school, they need to at least locate another to set another secondary school in order to capture the issue of the overcrowd of people in the secondary school. And also see that really they improve. Because when we ask most of the candidate classes, they say that they are facing challenges in sciences subjects. They don't have access to practicals.
The quality of education is the thing that worries the population most. Emmanuel says under such awful learning conditions, the quality of education is likely to deteriorate even further. The number of students keeps increasing drastically every year. Facilities are neither improved nor added. The authorities are well aware, but they say they are handicapped. They say the settlement has been removed from the emergency category, which means funding is hard to come by. Solomon Osakan is the refugee desk officer within the government department, or PM, which deals with the matters of refugees. He wishes more were done to help students that are transitioning from primary to secondary level of education.
You might have seen some of them are temporary in nature. We are just working hard to make them permanent. But those schools will remain there, those ones for the settlement. I don't think we shall start new ones very soon unless we see that there is funding. You know, funding is a big and critical issue. And so far, the donors, you know, now we are out of emergency. The donors are a bit shaky.